Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to A Reflection. My conversation is about the importance of seizing the moment and making the best of the journey. But more than that, it's about why it's so important now, and I'm calling it the Great Rethink. You see, it's been a week of inspiring quotes and reflections. Sometimes life is like that. Things just come to me. The synchronicity of these things is way beyond me. But look, the first was a film on Amazon Prime, The Professor. He was a man with 6 months to live and exploring what that means. The second was the editing of the show with Claudia Gosselman and her exploration of death following the ending of her marriage. And the third was a podcast interview, Full Disclosure, with James O'Brien interviewing Lucy Kellaway. Now, she's a journalist at the Financial Times who left a 30-year career to become a teacher. How many times have I considered the death question on this podcast? It comes up with guests lots and lots of times. It comes up so often. And it's a midlife thing. But it's more than that. It is the ultimate question. In The Professor, who was played by Johnny Depp, he makes a speech at a dinner and says, "We've turned our backs on the most important duty we possess, to live a life that is rich in experience, that is of our own independent choosing. Seize your effing experience, folks. Why don't you make death our closest effing companion so that we can finally have a second to appreciate the time we have left? Let's live life so well that we may die well." Claudia came to the very same conclusion in her study of death and endings, to the point where she saw the need to bring that conversation into the present. My reflection on both the film and the conversation with Claudia reinforced my assertion that we must all live with purpose and intention. Plus, it's more important than ever that we seize the moment and the opportunity to do so. Okay, this is not a long rant about death, but more a reflection on how life has changed over the last 70 years. And this is where the podcast of Lucy comes in. Now, she's a journalist with 30 years in the industry, working for the Financial Times. And as she approached her late 50s, the kids had left home, her marriage was coming to an end, and she realised that she could live until she was 90. What was she going to do with the next 30 years? For me, this is the epitome of the midlife question. Is that it? Is this it? How do I give more? How do I feel that I'm helping? How do I contribute? For Lucy, it was about teaching that called her, and she retrained to become a teacher, and she's now set up a foundation to encourage older professionals to do the same. Now, she makes the point on the show with James O'Brien that our current society model of retirement and potting around for a few years with hobbies until we die is broken. You see, now it is so true, because back in the 1950s, men retired at 65, had a few years pottering in the garden, then keeled over after a lifetime of hard work. But life expectancy in the first world has increased significantly over the last 40 years. My father lived until he was 89. You know, with my current good health, how long might I have? And this is what I'm calling the Great Rethink. The interesting fact is that most of us will outlive our working years by decades. And that has huge implications for pensions, for finances. I mean, having enough money is one thing. But more than that, it is an opportunity for a second career. Now, here, adding this into the mix, and this is where it gets difficult, because add new technologies, climate change, and over the next 10 to 20 years, we're going to see market disruptions in the energy sector, the automotive sector, and food production, plus any of the adaptations we have to make for climate change. If you're interested in any of that conversation, check out rethinkx.com. You see, I suspect most people at work over the next few years, 20 years or so, will start to see disruption the likes that has never been seen before, both in the speed and depth of that change. So you see, it has been a thought-provoking week for me. We are going to be living longer, and if we want life to be interesting, meaningful, and useful, it's going to take some planning. So how will you or I stay relevant in a world that is constantly changing? Okay, so there's no magic answer to this. We've got no, we have no control over how society changes, but we must accept the change and go with it. However, in order to be good with change, we need to be good with resilience. Most of us refuse change once we get past a certain age. We become comfortable in the lives we've got and we don't want it to change. But unless we have the resilience to accept and embrace change, we're going to end up with a boatload of pain over it. See, once we are resilient, we get this innate trust, this belief that we are enough and that we can have the ability, have the capacity to rise to the challenge that appear before us. See, there is more to this. There are two routes to cultivating or finding our resilience. One is looking at your past. Where in your life did you achieve something that you did not expect you would? Where is it that you had the resilience to do this? Now, you have to consider this question and think about it yourself. It's part of that biography process I think we all need to do. I would suggest you journal it and see how it feels. Try and get in touch with those feelings of what was it like to be in that moment of absolutely unknown and yet somehow finding your way through it. The past is a great anchor, but I have to say the present is far more relevant. So how do you cultivate resilience in the present? For me, it's about testing our capacity with small stuff so we're ready for the big stuff when it comes. This is where we set ourselves stretch goals that prove we can achieve them. Now, I'm not a great believer in the hustle goal, that sort of stuff. I don't really push that one. But I do think there's a lot to be said for small micro daily commitments. Small micro commitments, daily things. Basically, things that you do consistently for, say, 10 minutes a day that you consistently commit to doing day after day after day. And mark them off on the calendar. Those sort of things, they prove that you can do something consistently. And consistency is one of the big keys to resilience. So 10 minutes of meditation daily, a daily yoga practice, a running or an exercise schedule. I do think resilience is best when it's demonstrated physically for you, because if there's something about doing something which engages the body and the mind is a very powerful tool for pushing resilience. So for me, it has to be the physical stuff works best. So I stick to my running schedule. Even if I don't want to go running, I go running. I will do 2 hard running effort sessions every week. And God, it feels so good when I've done those sessions. The point is, achieving that kind of stuff and proving that I can overcome my resistance means I have the resilience I need that when and if I was really tested. And that's what I encourage you to do. Find something that pushes your boundaries, pushes you to the point where you can prove to yourself you can do it. Now, this conversation is not over. This is today's reflection. This is what I'm thinking about now. But we're going to be coming back to this conversation. The Great Rethink is just that. A reimagining of how life will change over the next 20 years. And like it or not, if you listen to this podcast, you are going to be part of it. So that's it for me for this week. If you have any thoughts on the Great Rethink, on the things that we discussed here, please reach out to me either by email, check out the Facebook page, or I don't know, connect with me somehow. You can always find me. I'm very easy to find. If you want to check out the podcast with Claudia Gusselman, do check out the website lifepassionandbusiness.com. You will find it there. You'll find all the other shortcasts that we've done over the last few weeks, plus the resources folder and the details of the coach and the details of the various coaching programs that I offer. So as I say every week, if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you enjoy any podcast, please support your content creators by supporting them with likes, shares and reviews, because it supports this ecosystem. And it helps you find a good podcast because as you know, it supports this ecosystem and helps people like yourself find good podcasts. So that's all from me for this week. Thank you so much for your time and attention, and I'll catch you later. All the best.